Okay. Case the battery dies, I'm going to go to the other phone soon, but I think it should be okay meanwhile.
Okay.
Okay, we did the Aseh Lecha Rav Kerei Lecha Chaver Mishnah. Now we're holding by the next one. Okay. Yehuda ben Tavai Shemesh Shatach Kivu Mehem. Yehuda ben Tavai Oymer. Al Tas Atma Korecha Dayonim. וכשיו בעל דינם אין לפניך יבינך כרשויים, וכשנפטור מלפניך יבינך כסקויים, וכשקיבל עליהם את הדין. שמשרת החיים אבמן מלאך כסעידים, אבי זויר בדבריך, שמתויכם ילמדו לשקר. So, both of their צוות, both of their sayings have to do with being mekabel, with being dan dinim. Okay, the moral. I'll tell you something about the other. Pirish. Shelo yiyu kimo oisim bne odem shim melamdim baladinim litoin ve orchal fe adayonim taina shabaladin. So he says over here, they shouldn't be like the people who tell people what they're supposed to taina. But I guess the ve orchal fun of means that they actually, I don't know if it means they're the ones who present it, or they're the ones that, I don't know if they're physical, later, they're different mashmos and what he means over here. Are they the ones actually saying to the Dayan, or are they just advising the Baldin? Bekan mazil the Dayan shle ilamid es Baldin shum dava. You're not allowed to, the Dayan is not allowed to turn around and tell the person it's kedai for you to tie in this or that or whatever it is. ובפרקי תוילן משמה שבלדינים היו טוינים בעצמן, בחירים היו טויניסיהם, תאורכת טויניסיהם, ומתאים מנויסון לבזן. So, the mashmos is that the person himself would be the one to tine it, and he would make the initial statement to the bezin, and the baladinim, the orchid ayonim, would come along and advocate for them why they're telling what they're saying is right, and so on and so forth. Well, lechach nikroim orchad ayonim, kim loikin or yesh b'zeh mipiyah v'lo mipiyacha. This is a shayla poshit in halacha. If, is there an iser, because Haggadah's Eidus cannot be through another party. What about Tainus ha-baladvar? It's a machloikis, and he seems to be saying that there is the, that even the baldovah's own taina has to be piv and not piyacha. Ve'ukvar amarnu ki kol musri chachom elu b'dvorim shem tzorich v'ikar gadol moed. That they all said things that were important b'shas ma'isa. V'ro yudah ben tava yikidov z'a michshu gadol atzim ne'odom ma'shem oysen dayonim. V'har b'shu nechshu b'zev v'afil chachom atzadik m'gadol k'nisipa ignayishin spati. It says, asin atzmen ha'korcha dayonim, that they said about themselves that they were ke'orcha dayonim. Knows that the Bezin over there said that taught them an Eitzah which was not good. Operek HaKoysom Rav Nachman Sinat Mekorcha Dayonim Harei Ki Rav Yechna Amalasa Sinat Mekorcha Dayonim Bechir Rav Nachman Umipnei Zeh Tzorech Asor Yusera Ki Bimat Dibu Shumidabe Nasa Korcha Dayonim. I mean, it takes a little a remez, a little a word here or there, and Lamaise, you already are being matted it in. Also be mishpat ubedin, and it's something that's also be shudav gadol kasha umishanet va mishpat vadin, because lemaisa he's bending the mishpat the din. Ubidnei kichetz meoid, kichetz meoid zor chasar sheyinech shalboy, kach boza alzhar zbihir v'dari. It's something which beteva dvarim needs a big azhara. People have a tendency to be nechshol in it. That's why they needed to have this azhara. B'chein ma she'ama, k'shu baladinim lefanechu yishneim. So I guess with the morale, I want to kind of, what's the morale pushing so hard? The morale it had started with a premise that all these inyanim would be inyanim that are very fundamental inyanim that are negea to the klal and to ikra Torah. In other words, everything that until now, basically, he had been talking about in yonim that are yisaidistik mitzaratzmon, the bias of the person, the outside of the person himself. But he keeps stressing that another criteria for saying these things was the nechitzas hador. Since people were nichshol in it and looking in it, there needed to be a pressure for it. In other words, the person has some sort of conception, and he figures this person is tzaddik v'chus rasha. So he's bothered by a question. So why doesn't he say they should both be tzaddikim? So let's talk a little bit about this. This is an akuda here. He says, "Lachura." I guess let's ask the shayla of Balabatish very. Let's ask a stickle Balabatish shayla here. If I have two people in front of me, and I think to myself, maybe both these people are liars. So I'll be Oymed Ala Emes. If I think myself, maybe they're both telling the truth, they're both Big Tzaddik and Big Aruch Hayidin, L'chura, I will go to get to the same Emes. Because L'maisa, it's a Taina Mul Taina. It's Reuven against Shimon. So as long as I keep the proportion equal, as long as if I look at Reuven as being a Big Tzaddik and Shimon as a Rasha, so definitely, I'm going to be ma'avis as a din. But if I look at them both as being equal, whether it's tzaddikim or rasha, the famous gemara that says that if you have two bali tvarim come in front of you, one is wearing nice begad and one's wearing shmatis, you can either take, you have to have them both dressed nicely or both in shmatis. That's what you have the option. So you can either have them both looking rich or both poor. It doesn't make a difference as long as the proportion is kept. So why over here is it different? The teretz is midas hadin be'etzem is the midah of being critical. The emes, when I have two people whose tainis are both let's take a mushel. If I have two pieces that I have to fit together in a box, and the box is a little too big, the pieces are a little too big, I can try to glue the pieces and stuff them in anyway, or I can try to chisel away in each one until I get to the part that I can't chisel anymore. When a person needs more room to push something in, he'll chisel away at the paint and at the plaster, the external, and leave the internal there. When you have two people that I accept as telling the emes, and both are telling the emes, there's nothing wrong with the stories, and they're at loggerheads, so the only thing I can say is, well, let's make a pshara. It's both right, and let's make a pshara, and we have no other eitzah. But a lot of times, the reason why there's a problem is because each side is being mishaker a little bit. To be oymir on the emes of each one, Midas Hadin is by its nature a midah that criticizes and examines each one critically. Critically in the sense of the word where is it all emes? Is it exactly what you said? Are you assuming more than there is? V'chulhu. So when a person has that type of Midas Hadin, which is Bezin supposed to use, is supposed to be a midah of being b'ich and everything to see whether it's emes or not emes. So therefore, you have to look at both as Rishayim in the sense that they are critique-worthy, so that's the process to get to Emes. Because if you accept them both as telling the truth, the Emes will always be a compromise between two rights instead of a close combination of where the wrong is in each one. Amash Hashem Tzaddikim Lo Yamik Tanei Sebechal. If they're both Tzaddikim, he does not get down. and get a sense of the energy from Tainan. Ba'amah, kishenifteinu fanecho yushneim ketzadikim kishekiblu sadin. Devare kabol sadinim midatipa. Eino dem roya choyve la'atzmoy. Ule figoch bol adin. Vekashe mekablu matzik adin, uish tzadik kashe matzik adin. Ezer shom shemenecho ketzadikim kishekiblu sadin. So now here says a gewaldike word. It says kishniftorim fanecho yushneim ketzadikim kishekiblu sadin. It's not the same like before. Before we said like this, we said we pretend the Rishoyim. So we're able to criticize each one's tainus. And then when they leave, listen, we've got no reason to be nasty anymore. We've already criticized their tainus. So why don't we think of them as tzaddikim? It's a make-believe game. The Maral says no. Kishekivulim sadin ishen tzaddikim is because it is not the teva ha'adam to be mekabel din. People can't see the emes because it says them. Then again, but that's why people go to a din Torah, because everyone thinks he's right. The fact that the person is able to the hair that business din is right, whether even without agreeing, but the fact that it's a psak din makes it right, that itself is a reason to be a tzaddik. Let's explain it with one more knech over here. The word, bederach kol, a person is called by the midah that he does. Somebody does chesed to other people is an ish chesed. Somebody who is shaychis to emunah is ish emunim. There is the meter of tzedek is not besides doing tzedek. The shaila is: do you have a natir for tzedek? Do you have a meter of tzedek? The meter of tzedek expresses itself by being mekabel what is tzedek in this world. And even if you don't see what Bezen saw, but the fact that you mekabel Bezen's things because it's Bezen and because it's the Torah says Mishpat Tzedek, means that you have a shaychus with the world of Tzedek. So yes, you are a Tzedek, you are a Tzedek family with Kabbalah that did. So it's not that I'm playing a game and saying, well, before I looked at the Russia, now I look at the Tzedek. I look at you as a Russia in the sense that you owe him the money. You have a chiyuv to pay him the money. But the fact that you're willing to even cobble that on yourself, that tells me that you have that you have the midah of tzedek. Gam yesh loyma, ki ma she'omru k'shebaledin oimnu lefanecho. There's a famous word from the Chazon Ish, and it's very nagea to hear. The Chazon Ish says that the definition of Adam Gadol is somebody that can be bigger than his own negias. In other words, it's not the pshat. It's one thing. No one can paskin objectively when he's a gebet of it. It's a mefurish pasik. I've had people have said it. You know, I'm in a gebet of it, but I'm telling this without negias. That's absurd. There's no such thing. But meirach gisa, people, a person who's negia and says, I need to excuse myself from this because I'm negia bedava. That is, that's a god. Because the person wants tzedek, and being a negia bedava and being down on it is not tzedek. If a person has shaychus to that, then he's already a tzedek. A person who's willing to mekabel a psak din of bezdin, because bezdin can be kaveh tzedek, and I can't when I'm negia bedava, that means that person's neshama, that person's nefesh, is tzedektik. Gam yesh leima, ki ma she'omer k'shebal din oimnu lefanecho yushneim k'rishoyim. But to leima, the kivin dal kol panim echad bal adava, like it did, one of them is definitely wrong. V'chein bal adava abeiz, kivin sheyesh ledin imo harei kimo. Shekach omru l'yin shavua, ho'einu shom oimnu zeh lezeh surim al anoshim harishoyim ha'ilu. It says that when you have somebody giving a shvua, the people say surim al nashim v'shoyim eilu, because swearing is bad, and they, and both are included. Omer Shom Shavuos Hashem Tia Bein Shneim, Melamed Shashvua Chalos Shneim. They call the Kibum Shavuos Din Imoi Shneim Nekorin Shneim. There's a, this is a whole Indian over here, which is, at first it sounds a little bit strange. Lamashal, people think, what's the opposite of a Russia? And the answer is an anti-Russia. So somebody who fights a Sharm is the opposite of a Russia. It's not true. For the person that is, let's take another example. Let's say a person is playing a face. I don't know. He's gambling. So, and somebody hears about it, and two yidden hear about it. So one person gets very angry and he says, "Don't you know gambling is awesome and it's terrible and so on and so forth," and he fights him on it. And the other person just is not goyrisit. The one who's not goyrisit is further from it than the one that's against it. A lot of times you find the biggest kanoi is somebody who came from the same chug. Because Rashi says, Vayavik ish imo. So Rashi says the word Vayavik, which means to fight or to wrestle. Rashi says one lash is lashon davak. Because the derech, Rashi says, when people are misafkim, when you wrestle with somebody, you have to touch him. You can't wrestle from a distance. You grab him. So there's an akudas chibur between the two. But derech klal, people who fight the ra have a kesher with it. Or else they wouldn't be fighting it. If somebody tells me, you know, face in Tibet, they're doing something wrong, or shouldn't do whatever it is, I tell them, it absolutely means nothing to me, and so on and so forth. When it's close to me, and it gets me angry, it sometimes means I have a makom negiah. Now, it's true also that a person could not get angry at something out of a sign of semi-agreeing. It's like, you know, okay, I'm not so upset with it, and so that's bad. It's like a halfway das baldin. But there's some time, but the person who's b'chlal not shayich to that parasha is further away. So when a person has asakim with rishoyim, when people have asakim with rishoyim, I see the lights are flicking. There's a storm here. I hope the phone will hold out. If there's asakim with rishoyim, then the pshat is you shouldn't have been misasik with it. If it came your way and you're part of this asakus with a Russia, there's an akudah in you that's Russia also. There's a famous word from the Baal Shem Tov, the one saw something in Chal Shabbos, and he did tshuva. He said, if I saw something in Chal Shabbos, Baal Kochach, I have an akudah of Chal Shabbos in me. Because definitely people are. To be shayach to something means there's an akudah mishutefet. The fact that I have a date, a dinter, and an asik with somebody who's a liar means I do business with people that are liars. They wouldn't be in my tchum bechlau. They call the kim shesh din imoy shneim mikroim yishoyim. Ad shekivu tzedin. So the fact that right now we have a liar here and somebody who's involved with a liar, they're both yishoyim. Ad shekivu tzedin. Ve'oz shneim ketzadikim. Ki kabolo tzedin acha machloikis. Shehoylem hu machmas hatzidkis sheyesh boi. The Kabbalah's din is because there's a sense that it's emes, and therefore the shtolling zechtzu to the positive side of the argument, and they're showing that there's a certain both of them are shayach to the tzidkis. So because if not, they wouldn't go to the Torah. The fact that they've gone to the Torah and they're accepting it, so it says each one has gotten back to his position of right, and therefore we don't have a Russia in front of us, and we don't have anyone involved with a Russia.
Now,
Aber Kodesh Kibla din Yushneim kam Yushneim Vishmil Vishmil Shahoy Lezakai Dinim Achayev Lachem Beis HaMachloikas An Yud Achshav Yushneim Kam Mishpat Acholkim Shem Yushneim Vein Litlis Rak Vimachloikas Akash Kibla din Shaz Eina Machloikas Nim Tzikloya Kan Machloikas Akviyas Mamon Kam Yushneim Kam Tzadikim Shenochum Na Machloikas He says over here that there's one part that says a little bit differently, but the general flow of it is in every whenever people have an argument that they're willing to bring to a din Torah and obey the din Torah, so the argument with the other person is a display of ra, of rishus. It's the point of contention where I'm seeing things my way, even if it might mean that I should get possibly what not mine. When I'm with the entire, when we agree to the entire, so in a certain sense, what I dehear here is the chelik of them that was Oyev Tzidkis, and the mela they go back to. I mean, it goes back to Tzidkis. So it's as if the people had two parts to their nefesh that were on display. One part was the tzad that was machlokas, and one part was the tzad that was tzidkis, to do the right thing. When they came l'din, what was standing in the forefront was the machlokas shebehem. When they moved back, what was standing in din was the tzidkis shebehem.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, please.
I never really understood this, you know, this maimer of the Baal Shema that, you know, if you see Chil Shabbos, that means Mishaych. I mean, when Korach was Chilek with Moshe and Aaron, you know, there's obviously hundreds of cases where L'chaira, the Tzaddik, has no Shaychas whatsoever to the, you know, to the Machlekes Be'etzem, and he's not a... What do we mean over here when we say that, you know, that even the tzaddik is in some way shaykh to it from the fact that he's involved in this machlekes?
I'll tell you a meisa, but it's an unusual case, I guess, and I don't mean it this way exactly in a lot of places, but somebody once wanted something from my shver that my shver wasn't inclined to give or whatever it is. And the person threatened to make a machlokas. And my shver said there will not be a machlokas. And one of my brothers asked him, like, how do you know? Like, how, you know, like, what's... So he said it takes two to have a machlokas. In other words, there has to be a certain negia in an inyan. There has to be a certain Makom Negia. Either, I don't know if it's Ashkacha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'yuna Tzadik, Le'yuna Le'tzadik, or the fact that the person picks his partners, or the fact that the person is contesting it. I'm not sure which of those. But the word is, if the person does not if the person would be in a completely different world than Ra, there would never be a makom of entanglement. The Baal Shem Tov's mice is partially to understand. The Baal Shem Tov, you can say it in two ways. Either Hashkacha, that he was such a Tohir Naim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never would have showed it to him if he wouldn't feel, if it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that he was, you know, there was something to teach him. There's another thing also, you don't notice things that are not shaykh to your world. Things that a person is not, it's like sometimes a naive or a clueless person will not even notice something happened because it's not part of his world and not part of his metzias. If you have autistic children who can function are notorious that they can't understand somebody lying. It's not shaykh to their world and it gets them very, very frustrated. You know, like they don't understand a lie returns a lie. There's something about if a person is pure type, he doesn't dehare the Ra, but mainly he never saw Chol Shabbos. He wouldn't notice it. It's not, a car driving by Shabbos would not have registered on his mind. Just like Moshe Ma'adava Daimah. Somebody was telling me once, she went out on a date with an architect. I was a shadchan. So she came back after a few hours and she was like amazed. She said, he pointed out, like every building we passed by, he pointed out all sorts of things. I've been seeing these things for a dozen years. I never saw anything. So somebody would be removed completely from Ra, would be completely mufka from ever having to be shaykh to it.
Well,
Kairach is different. Kairach, it pursued the machlokas. It wasn't a machlokas that erupted within the context of a business, I think. Maybe that's the pshat, but al kapanim, but that's what it means. The fact that you had a kesha with him, the fact that you had a run-in with him, that you had shaykhs with him, is some indication of a shortcoming on your part.
When the Mazik says, Ayave Hashem Sinura,
yeah,
that there's a person is this era to be Sina the Rat. It's not that he's oblivious to it or he's impassionate to it and he's totally stoic. He notices it and he's this era to be Sina it.
Right.
And that it seems to be that that's a mila in a person.
But the Sina Rat is, mitzad my nefesh, I taka don't like people that are Ra. I taka detest Ra. But how much in practical life do I bump into these people? How often do I come in and meet a person and the fact that I have let's take a very very crude muscle. If you think a boy is a nice kid but he hangs out with all sorts of kids that you shouldn't hang out, it casts certain suspicion. You say to yourself, if he's really pure and holy, the only thing that interests him is a Blat Gemara. Then what's his kesher with this guy who's basically good for nothing, doing all sorts of things? The fact that, besides the conclusion that they probably do things together, the question is, why is Bechlal the kesher with him? How do they Bechlal find a common akuda? There must be something in this person that he has a common akuda with that person. The fact that if somebody bothers you psychologically, if somebody bothers you with something he does, it must be because it rears you on someplace. If it bothers you personally, it's because you see it as a threat. You're jealous. Let's say there's a Bach Yeshiva running around with girls. So one reaction would be, he's not shy to me. Forget it. It's not my world. So on. Another reaction is a furious, angry, and screaming, and how can I stay in Shiva? A lot of times that's fed from the fact that you're either jealous or the fact that you feel threatened because now everybody's going to say that Bachim and this Yeshiva go out with girls and you're going to be part of that and your own Yeshiva is going down. It might be for you feel this boy is getting away with something and you can't. There could be different explanations, but the fact is to get angry at something, it has to touch you somewhere. You can't get angry at something that's thumb up in the air. So there is an akudas maga between the person that is between the person that's the Ra and the person that's fighting with the Ra. That itself is already it tells me that they have something with Mishutaf.
I think I understand what Lupiansky is saying, but it should come out that there shouldn't really be mokum for a person to have a midah benafshay, let's say, of kanos.
Yes.
In other words, you can have a one-off or this and that, but we call Pinchas kanos. He has this midah, this trait of kanos in him. What would the mokum of that type of a midah benafshay be in a person? If a person is so meruchuk and menutik from Ra that it b'chlal doesn't...
Right. But here, a person with his ma'isim affected Klal Yisrael. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to be megiv Klal Yisrael, so this person's ma'isim reached Klal Yisrael. and it's the tragedy. It ruined my relationship. And for a person, I mean, like the Rambam says, for a person sees his wife being mizana, or you know, whatever it is, not mizana, but being nistra, he should be mochiach her, and he should, you know, not leave it alone. Where a person can do a tikkun as an outsider, that as mechanech, as a father, as so on and so forth, certainly you should go and do it. That's a chiyuv to do it. But if a person is just reflecting his own sense of the other person, that's a certain nekuda that a father has an achayis for a son, a rebbe has an achayis for his talmud, and so on. So it can be that the person is doing it completely objectively.
But the middle of Kanos, of Pinchas, was an union of chinuch, like a father to a son. Pinchas was mechanic in us Hashem. It was
right, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch got an anger at Klai Yisrael, so now he went and was mechanic de kina. But it says again, it's the kina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very difficult madriga. I'm not saying that it can't be. I'm not saying that it's... But I'm saying many times Kanos represents a certain negiah with the makom. It's a very high dagger. What the pshat is, it's like somebody's pogea, my best friend, somebody's pogea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm going to stand up for him. A lot of times, it's the person has some sort of involvement.
So just, I mean, if we just take Kanos a bit further, we say Kodesh Ola Arivim Zelozeh, and every avera that anybody does is be'etzem pogea in my... But yet, again, my shachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on.
So usually, you need to have a Birur HaMidas on that.
I'm saying on Pinchas is Madrega. I'm not talking about our Madrega.
What?
On Pinchas is Madrega.
Yeah.
Why do we find that Pinchas was Mekana for everything? Why was it just this?
You're asking why Pinchas was not Mekana for other things?
I think if Pinchas was mechanic in Kinnas Hashem, I suppose perhaps it's a little touch off the point. He was mechanic in Kinnas Hashem. If we say Kol Yisrael Arevim, and every Avera that anybody does is always Pegea.
Right.
So, on Pinchas' Madriga, where it's
but this was something that was being... It's like Snus. It was Snus, and Avodah Zarah is like Snus. It was something which went to the heart of the Kesher. The Kinnah is somebody's breaking my Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Mm-hmm.
And Klal Yisrael's Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as a member of Klal Yisrael, yes, he's affected. I mean, like you're saying, I mean, it's he is one of Klal Yisrael, and this person is takishtaring me.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very specific thing to things that are pegea in the Kesher directly.
Exactly. It's things that are pegea in the Kesher and affect me as well. So that's where it has a mark. In Echanami, I have been affected by it. But a stam, I see something else doing wrong and it ticks me off and I get upset with it. That's a lot of times an indication of a person himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next is the Mitzvah Shavuos. Mm-hmm.